Now it's recording.
Okay.
Right, there we go.
Amazing.
Okay, we're on. Put the phone here. Put the phone over here.
Oh, sorry. Turn it
out. Yeah. Unless it may work now. I'm trying again.
Recording in progress.
But back up. Okay. Okay, I've totally spaced out of here. A lot of technical problems today. Al, are you there?
It may be working.
The Zoom, but whatever. We're covering all bases over here. Okay.
It doesn't work. Cool me, yeah.
Fine. So we're on Ches Amud Aleph. Okay. Five lines in. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Be'chad, Be'tishrei. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say. On the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behemah. Okay, Amar V'Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, V'Shneim Michra Echad Dershu, and two of them make the same drosha. Okay, Shneim are from this pasuk. Good morning, Moshe Chaim. We're on. Okay, let's just start again because I see you just joined us. Okay, we're five lines in. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Be'chad, V'Tishrei. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, V'Shneyam, Michra, Echad, Darshu. Okay, Shneyam, it says, this is a capital in Tehillim. It says, Lovshu Korim HaTzoyim, that they wore the Korim, like pillows, basically, kids, like, when they put a pillow in their stomach, to look like pregnant, HaTzoyim. The sheep. So basically, the sheep were pregnant. It means over here, but amokim and the valleys yatzfu was like a tifus talis. Yeah, they were cloaked with bar. Bar means like fodder. Okay, Yisro. Hi, whoever joined us, welcome. Could you just mute yourself though? Yisroyu af yoshiru is continuing with the. With the posuk over there, and that means Yisroel means basically to shout out Af Yoshiru. Also, they will sing. Could whoever just join us? Who's this? Ellie, could you mute yourself? Ellie. Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Meir, you maybe should just call Moshe Chaim again. Rabbi, okay. Yes, I think we should have a satellite in the shul. We need something major. We need something major over here.
Ari. Okay.
Okay. Oh, this is also. Okay. So
can you assess the shoot?
Now. So we have this pasuk over here. Now let's speak about it. So, Rebbe Meir Sovar. Rebbe Meir holds, Amosai, when Lovshu Korim Atzom, so when basically do the sheep get pregnant? Bizman, in the same time as a continuation of the pasuk, She'amokim Yatfuvar, when the valleys are covered with fodder. So, the Amosai Amokim Yatfuvar, and when is it that the covered with fodder is badder? Basically, if you go out next month, you're going to see that the valleys are covered with grains. Okay, so we see the Miss Abros for Adar, they get pregnant in Adar, and then the Yoldas for Av, and then they give birth in Av, because the pregnancy of a small behemoths takes 5 months. So Rosh Hashanah Shulahem is going to be Elul, is going to be the month later. That's the new year for them. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they hold the Amosai, Lovshu, Korim Atzon, going back to that pasuk, when do the sheep get pregnant? is bizman, is the time, and the latter part of the pasuk is sheyisroyu af yashiru, which we're going to explain what it means. Amos, so that's Amosai shabolim, that's the grains. Omer shiru, they say, they sing. Benistan, what? Because how do you say that in the pasuk? It says basically yisro means like to shout out af yashiru, so to the word sing. Rashi explains because the wind's blowing and they basically clap together the kernels like percussion instruments. So the misabros benisan, they get pregnant in Nisan, but yodas be'elul, and they give birth in Elul. Okay, so therefore Rosh Hashanah Shalahem is Tishrei, is the month later. Okay, so the Idah, what would Rabbi Meir say? Nami, Harkasi, Yisro, Af Yashiro. What were they going to do with the latter part of the Pasuk? So how, Befelta, he would tell you, no, the singing of the grains in the field, that's with the later produce, that's which is a month later, the Habib Benisan there in Nisan. Yeah, but Idah, what would the Nami, now we're going out to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Nami Aksiva Amokim Yotfuvar, also the valleys are cloaked with fodder. So how Bachor Faisa? That's with the ones that the fast coming ones, the Osim Adar, that come early in Adar. So basically, right, there's two times of the Pasuk. The first part of the Pasuk is talking about Adar, the second part of the Pasuk is talking about Nisan. So now Bishlam Alebi Meir, it's basically chronologically correct, and also we're going to explain. So, Lav Shu Korim Atsoin, there's that means they get pregnant. Bizman, in the time, Sh'amokim Yotfavar, in the time frame when the valleys are covered with fodder, that's in Adar, and also the Ika, and there's Nami Yisro Af Yeshiro, there's a minority of the late comers who are in Nisan, who get pregnant in Nisan at the same time as the kernels are clapping in the fields. Now, Ella, the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ifchum Rebbe, should be the opposite. Because why? Like this. Lav Shu Korim Atzon, when did the sheep get pregnant? So it should have said, take the latter part of the pasuk and said it next. Bizman Shisro Af Yashiru, and that's when the majority get pregnant, in the time where the grains are clapping in the fields. The Ikinami, and there's a minority of the earlier ones, to Mokim Yotfavar, who get pregnant at the time when the fields are cloaked with grains. So that's a good, we accept that, Kasha, so we're actually going to shift what we said. So Ella Amarava, really, the Chuli Alma, everyone agrees with the interpretation like Rabbi Meir said it. Yeah, Lav Shu Korim Atzoin, that means that they're going to get pregnant, Bizman She'amokim Yotfuvar, in the times that the valleys are covered with fodder. That's Ba'adar. So everyone agrees that they get pregnant in Adar. So why are they arguing? Because of this. This is aser ta aser. You should take maestros. So it says over here twice, maisa. The shnei maestros kosol midabet. It's talking about two maestros. Echad maisa behema. One is maisa behema. Echad is maisa dagan. And one is the maisa of the grains. So Rebbe Meir. So now we know what maisa of the grains we know is in Tishrei. So we're going to learn out basically from maisa grains to Maisa Behema. The question is, how are we going to do the Hekish, basically? Like this. Rebbe Meir Sovo, Makish Maisa Behema, you make a Hekish to Maisa Dogon. So Ma Maisa Dogon is Samach Legomro, close to when you finish its processing, Isur, you take Trumas and Maisa, because as we said, basically they harvest it early, but they leave it in the field all of the summertime to dry out. And we said, look, as we learned yesterday, they take it in Tishrei time. They already take it in Tishrei time, because it shouldn't get rained on. So basically, they finish off Ben Elul. So Af Maisa Behema Samech L'Gomroi is Isuroi, right? So it gets finished L'Gomroi in Av, because it gets born in Av, sorry, and then, right, that's when it gets finished, when it is born, and then Samech L'Da is going to be in Elul. Okay? Now, but Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Makish Maisa Behema L'Maisa Dog, and they also make the Hekish, but they learn the Hekish differently. Ma Maisa Dagon Rosh Hashanah Shiloh is Tishrei. Just like with grains, it's Tishrei. So we're going to apply the calendar date as well. Av Maisa Behema Rosh Hashanah Shiloh Tishrei. So we're also going to apply the date to Tishrei. Okay, we're just going to do a little bit more. Right, so Bechad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lashonim. Okay, we said, right, moving on in the Mishnah, that it's Lashonim. So we didn't explain what that is. So what is Lashonim? So Lamai Hilchosah. So Amar of Papa says of Papa, the Staros, it's for the Staros. The Tanan, This sounds very like the beginning of the Masechta. Shtar choiv amukdomim. Shtar choivs that are early, we said a pesulim. You can't collect with that shtar. It's like a mubal peh. But mukorin a kasherim, and the ones that are late, you can use them. So wait a second. Batanan, we learned this in the beginning of the Masechta. Be'echad v'nissan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. We said Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. Sorry, Nissan is. It's for Malachim. But I'm reading the Lamai Hilkista, and we asked the Gemara, what's the halachic relevance? But I'm a Rav Chista, we said, L'shtaros. So what's going on? So, no, look, Kasha. No, you got to know which king you're talking about. Kan L'malchi Yisrael, over there with Malchi Yisrael, as we proved from Shlomo Melech, that's from Nissan. Kan L'malchi Yomus Olam, but oh, when you went in the Shtar for a non-Jewish king, you've got to do Tishrei. Oh, but So Ella had a Rav Chista, but Rav Chista said, Lo Shana, he comes and says that in the mission that he was talking about, El Ola Malchi Yisrael, was all talking about Malchi Yisrael, but out of Al Malchi Yomus Olam, but for the non-Jewish kings, Mitish Leninon. So what? Rav Chista, Masnisan, Osul Ashminan. Rav Chista was coming to tell us Pshat in a Mishnah. I mean, we don't need Rav Chista for that. We could just carry reading a couple of lines, and we know, and that's so that doesn't make sense. No. Rav Chista was that you didn't understand Rav Chista. No, look, Rav Chista cry Osul Ashmina. No, he's coming to say, he wanted to, it was a springboard to tell you, Pshat and Psukim, right, that we said, it was the 20th year, Artachshast, right, and we wrote, it's a Tishrei, so he's coming to teach you the Psukim. Alternatively, Rav Chista doesn't agree with this statement of Rav Papa. Rav Chista, Karebi Zera holds like, right, Masnila, that he holds that this part in the Mishnah is like the following. Rebbe Zera, Omar, L'Tekufa. Over here we say L'Shonim. It means for counting the Tekufois, meaning the solar cycle, when the year starts. For Rebbe Lezahi, to Omar B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. The world was created in Tishrei. And since it was created in Tishrei, the clock is from Tishrei, and that has relevance for making calculations for certain things. That's the second answer. Now, a third answer, what's Pshat Lashonim in the Mishnah? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Ledin. It's for Ledin. Means it's when everyone's judged on Rosh Hashanah, which we know. That's the Rosh Hashanah that we know. Dichsi, because the apostle said in Devarim, it says, Mireishish Hashanah, from the beginning of the year, Ad Achrish Shonah, until the end of the year, Hashem is basically checking out the world, means Mireishish Hashanah, from the beginning of the year, is Nidon, the din is Ma'ye B'Sofa, what's going to be in the end. So basically, that's when the world is judged. I mean, Ma'ye is Tishrei, but how do you know that passage is talking about Tishrei? It doesn't say Tishrei, it just says Shana, which we've learned, right? So the Chzi, because we learned from one of our favorite Kapitel Tehillim, it says, Tiki B'Chodei Shofar, you should blow in the month of the new moon, right, with the new moon, B'Chesed Yom Chageinu, when the moon is covered, and there's a Chag. So Ezu Chag, which Chag? Shechodish Mischasaboy is the moon covered up. Have you omer? Zeh Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah, because it's the only chag at the beginning of the month. But Ksiv, and it says over there, Ki Choik Li Yisrael. It's a Choik to Yisrael. Who? Which Choik is like the new moon? It's a Mishpat Leloke Yaakov. Choik Mishpat. So they see that that's the judgment over there, or is in Tishrei. Okay, fine. Maybe just, should we go to the two dots or not? Should we go to the two dots? Just, you've got time? Okay, fine. We're going to go to this because this is the next is a new piece, okay? Now, just continue. It's quite pretty straightforward. This Tana Rabbanan. We've got a brisa. It's Kichoik, right? Liyisrael, who? The statute of sanctifying the moon, yeah? That comes and brings forth Mishpat to the judgment of Elokei Yaakov, to the God of Yaakov. Why? Let's come and teach you. Milamed. She'ein based in, the based in, shall ma'ala, in nichnosin ledin, can't start the judgment, ela imken, unless, yeah, kitchu, they've already sanctified, based in shalmata, the based in this world, the esachoydash.
Filibuster.
What's that?
Filibuster.
Right. Okay, Tanya Ida, we got another braisa. Ki choyt li Yisrael. It's a choyt li Yisrael. Who? Okay. So it's out here we focus on the judgment aspect over here. Ainli al Yisrael, we've got the judgment for Yisrael. Lumos Oilam Minayin. When did the Goyim get judged? It says Tamalom and Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. It says there's also the judgment to the Elokei of Yaakov, which is for the Goyim. So Imkain, Ma Tamalom Kichot Yisrael. Why not to say basically the judgment for the Jews and the judgment for the non-Jews? Come to tell you, Milamed. So first, Yisrael nichnosin tachiladin. They get judged first, and then afterwards the non-Jews. Okay, Kedarav Chista. The Rav Chista, the Amar Rav Chista, Melech Matzibo. If you've got two people to be judged, the king and the congregation, Melech Nichnas Techila. The Melech gets judged first at Ladin. Shneim Mishpat Avdoi, and this is Shlomo Melech speaking. So he says the judgment of his Eved, speaking about himself, the king, and then Mishpat Amo, and then the judgment for his nation. So my time. What's the reason? So there's two reasons. So Ibai Seima. One reason is Lav Orech Ora. It's not Derech Eretz Lameka Malka Avroi to leave the king in the waiting room. Outside, I mean, to stand the king outside. But Ibai Seima Mikami before Delifosh, it should become great. The Charon off. Basically, at the end of the day, the judge gets angry. So we don't. What basically the king gets the better. He goes first. Okay, we'll stop here.